Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday. Another great day, hopefully. I don't know, I actually haven't checked the weather yet. Vinny will tell us, I'm sure.
Sunny, windy, highs in the 60s.
Sounds great. Sounds perfect. If it could be like yesterday. Oh my God. It was paradise yesterday.
We got a bunch of days lined up. Like the long term forecast is pretty similar. 60s, maybe a bump into the 70s in some spots, but it's gonna be nice for at least a week.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram. Follow the Alice973 Instagram account and you'll see what's happening on the station. You can see our clips of the day. V Hale's happy hour, Jane's rockin' musical afternoons. It's all happening for you here on the Alice and the Alice973 Instagram. And also, the Alice973 Instagram follows all of us. So she, I'm assuming, is always taking like our stories and posts. I actually enjoy the stories because I'm like, oh, I can basically watch all of our stories all in one place. It's nice. The Friends reunion. Matthew Perry is a bit of a concern. They did an interview to promote their upcoming reunion special. And they all sit down with People magazine and they're talking about it. And I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched enough to think, what's going on with Matthew Perry? There's something very off about him. He's slurry a little, but also kind of hunched forward, and he seemed like when he did speak, it was like lethargic and slurry, a bit of a vacant stare, looked kind of glazed over. So,
You're getting at is he's back on drugs. Is that what you're saying?
Truly, or he's got long term effects from being on drugs? Or
are you're talking about the reunion trailer, right?
It's, I think, the trailer, but then there's a People magazine interview,
okay, too. Okay, because I watched the People magazine one, and that's when I was like, is he drunk? And then if you notice, the camera really cuts to, I forgot the actors' real names, but Joey and Ross.
Yeah.
When they're talking, it's just them.
Because he just looks like a lump.
You know he's there, but they really cut him out, and it was just kind of awkward. Hard to watch, I should say. Not awkward. It's just hard.
Yeah, no, it is awkward. I think that is the right word. It you feel like, uh-oh, should I even be watching this?
Mm-hmm.
Look, maybe he's totally fine. I don't know. But certainly I'd seen him in things since Friends. Like he was on that, what was it called, like studio?
He did two or three shows. Yeah. And actually,
he was fine.
To be honest with you, I'm hoping he's okay.
And me that too, obviously.
This is just
right?
A bad sleep day. They certainly happen. But if it's that bad, then he's probably in the middle of a relapse. I mean, he's a guy who struggled really. It's one of the things I wish he wouldn't have spoken about publicly, just because when he was saying, I don't remember doing years of that show, it's a terrible thing to have out there. I understand he's just trying to be honest and, you know, and at the time he was probably.
There are three full seasons that he. Yeah, it's a black hole in his life.
It's a bummer because what it creates too is, am I watching a season where he was not there?
Yep.
I don't know which ones those are, but it's a bummer. So right. I hope that he's okay. That's too bad.
Here's a little, we had Bryn pull a couple of chunks of this interview.
While being a really close-knit group, we don't see each other, all six of us, a lot. I stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow because she, at one point, looked at it and thought it was a real clock.
Like funny. Siblings, I would say. Yeah.
Really, like siblings.
Very supportive. There's
very, very, very sexual.
Yeah. Yeah. What? At the core.
Yeah. At its core.
They're trying to deal with that, but that's it's clear he's that's too bad, isn't it?
It is too bad is the
one
right,
thing I
honestly.
Don't like is when sober or you know people who've quit whatever cigarettes or whatever thing they've quit become the police of everyone else. Like that's just a terrible look that you're out there you know right. Shaking your finger at everybody
a lot of times,
but
you
I
have
that
to be
doesn't
that
sound good.
No, it doesn't. So we don't know what the deal. Maybe he's just a slurry guy now. Or I don't know. I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like it was surprising to me that he could be that noticeably off and that it would still be allowed to air.
Well, it's the same reason. I don't know. It's one of those things where everyone goes, what's happening and how do we get through this without, you know,
right.
Setting off alarms. But ultimately that someone's going to have to pull him aside and say, bro, you got to go back and get some help. You're not.
He looks a lot better on the trailer for the special. He seems more with it. I don't know if you grabbed that. Probably not. I think we just looked at this people interview thing. But anyway, that's coming up. I think it's on HBO Max. I know it is. It's terrible. It's not great news this morning.
You know what it reminds me of is that Anna Nicole Smith where they got a tight shot on her face and she cannot get through sentences. And you're just like, how are you people not turning the camera off and going, not today?
How about turn the camera off and take her to rehab?
Yeah,
or
not today.
Figure something like the whole hook for that show was here's a chick who's effed up on pills,
mm-hmm.
or whatever she was effed up on.
I think it was pills. Anyway, all right.
I know. Oy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Rest in peace to Paul Mooney. I know this guy from. The Chappelle Show. He was the friend of, you know, he's a comic writer. Like he wrote for Richard Pryor and he did some acting. But where I had ever heard of him was on Chappelle's Show. He was the Ask a Black Dude guy and other skits that he would do on there. 79 years old. And he has passed away.
He was in Oakland.
Yeah. He was at his house in Oakland, California yesterday morning at 5:30 in the morning. That's when he passed. I didn't see it until after the show yesterday. When I saw a thing that Chappelle had written, he was famously a writer for late comedian Richard Pryor and was introduced to a whole new generation of fans, when he appeared multiple times on Chappelle's show. And he was actually in 1978, played Sam Cooke in the Buddy Holly story, which was who was Buddy? Was that the one with
Busey?
Gary Busey, I think so. Right? Wasn't that 1978? Anyway, it's sad, and I'm not seeing a cause of death, but he was 79. So
I hope I'm lucky enough to get to 79.
79 would be lovely. Of course, when you're 78, you're like, no, 88.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, right. You still, 79 is a pretty solid lifetime.
Right. Rest in peace. Jeff Bezos.
This guy.
Yeah, this guy. He's got a space company.
Blue Origin, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to start space tourism. So the first thing they're going to do is an 11-minute rocket flight into space. I don't want to be on the first one. Is it, you know, not that I can afford it because I can't, because you should see where this is. The story is who's bidding what for this.
Wait, so is this just you covering up that you tried to get on the first flight and they...
And like, I got outbid.
Yeah.
I bid $25 and I was outbid Vinny.
Oh,
so it was crazy.
Okay.
It's an 11-minute rocket flight where I guess I don't know how long you're waitlist for and then you've come crashing back down to Earth. I'm not sure. Jeff Bezos, like a lot of the, you know, Elon Musk, and they say the technology needs to be reusable or it isn't, it just isn't worth it. So it's like Dragon X and all these things that Elon Musk is doing. They go up, they deliver their payload to the sky, the satellite or whatever, or supplies or whatever, and then they're able to land themselves and they're a reusable rocket. So that's, I assume you're not crashing uncontrollably into the sea at the end of this space tourism thing. He's got an 11-minute flight for sale. I'm just assuming, Ben.
Right. So it's not a scream trip down into the depths.
What fun. We're weightless. Oh, God, we're falling uncontrollably toward Earth. You know, that you would set back down somehow.
I'm still falling.
It's so far. I'm actually bored with my fear. So the bidding for Blue Origin's New Shepard spacecraft, this 11-minute trip, is currently at $2.8 million. That was the bid as of this morning. And they told TechCrunch, the Blue Origin people told TechCrunch Wednesday, that more than 5,200 applicants across 136 countries had put in bids for this. And I was reading something where it's going to it kicked off May 5th with sealed bids. They were unsealed Wednesday, and you can still bid on this. The final stage of the auction, I don't know what the final stage means, isn't it just whoever bids the most? That'll be held live online on June 12th, so apparently if you want to see how much this thing goes for. But $2.8 million is so far the highest bid. Amazon, in its bid to take over the entire world, they are talking about buying MGM, which would put a lot.
Really?
Yes. I think they want $9 billion for it. They're saying between $7 billion and $10 billion. The MGM, the classic, the lion roaring.
Right, the movie company. Sure.
All the things that come with that, because they also do a ton of TV production. I want to say... I was watching Handmaid's Tale last night. That's an MGM production. Although I watched so much TV yesterday, I just don't know if that's true. Anyway, they're in talks to buy MGM. I don't know. I saw something that was from MGM, and I thought, I think it was Handmaid's Tale, because I was thinking that maybe they would fold Hulu in somehow or something, because they've got Amazon Prime Video, which I watch a lot of stuff on. But they're in negotiations to buy this, and of course this is just comes down to the streaming wars. And you know what I should do now? I'll tell you about the upfronts, because as you know, all the networks roll out, this is the time of year, May, when they roll out what all their new shows are going to be. And Jimmy Kimmel was actually sort of the face of the ABC Disney thing, and he basically roasted the industry. He said we looked for video of this, by the way. It sounds like this was done in front of a bunch of executives or whatever, and that someone transcribed this whole thing, because we can't find video of it. But there were some really funny lines. I mean, just scathing. One of them was, being the most watched network is like being the best selling fax machine. Like that the industry is dead. We're here to tell you what our plan to avoid extinction is. More people contracted blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine than are currently watching network TV. Things are so desperate.
Wow.
It goes on.
And this is at his upfronts for his company.
Yes. He's did this whole, and it goes on and on and on. It's unbelievable.
His frustration is understood. And I look, when you see corporations making moves that appear to be undercutting your own business or hurting yourselves. It's troubling as an employee to see that. I'm not speaking specifically about this company that we work for, but radio in general has made a lot of bad moves through the years and survived, thankfully, I think. Yeah, we're all knocking on wood, because there's a lot of talented people who work really hard to put on, put shows and content together for the people. But man, he's not wrong.
Listen,
they sat there letting the business divide, right?
Uh-huh. And now they're all trying to get you to pay $4.99 for their streaming service, which I do pay for two of those. Here at ABC, we have two kinds of shows, canceled, and I didn't know that was still on. The good news is we have some very funny new shows. The bad news is they're all dramas. There's The Wonder Years is back. Our program, this is all Jimmy Kimmel at this upfront. Wonder Years is back. Our programming strategy is like an old person with a computer that's not working. Shut it down and hope it reboots. This version of The Wonder Years follows a middle-class black family in the late 1960s. And if you don't buy ads on it, we're going to tell everyone you're racist. Speaking of racist, CBS... Speaking of racist, CBS is once again calling themselves the most watched network. Being the most watched network is being like the best-selling fax machine.
You just said CBS.
He did jokes about everybody.
Okay, good. All right.
But of course, ABC is the one. You were told ABC is number one, which is a bunch of number two. When sports programming is excluded from the ratings, ABC is at or near the top of the heap. And if you exclude all the murders, John Wayne Gacy was a world-class party clown.
God.
I know.
He did the... Is he fired?
No. I think they condoned this. Everyone was uncomfortably laughing, I guess. And here's another one. What do you do when you want to bring more people of color under the tent? You sign a long-term deal with the NHL. White people on ice. After 17 years, the NHL is back on ABC and ESPN. At long last, America's fourth favorite sport returns to its fifth favorite network.
Oh, man.
And honestly, it goes on. And I'm telling you, I've read you a tenth of what... Oh, my God. Give us your money. We're Disney. We're going to get it one way or another. Or how about this? Give us your money or we'll kill Baby Yoda. It just went on and on.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. But it's, you know, he rips network TV.
I also, for the record, like him. Although I don't watch his show either, I've always found him
to be... Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's just easy. Mm-hmm. You never feel uncomfortable watching. I mean, even when he gets to uncomfortable things, he just has a way of making it all work.
As we've talked about the nighttime shows a couple times in the last week or two, though, I was thinking, if I were going to put one on, which I don't, mm-hmm. which one would I go to? And it would be him.
Yeah, he's great. You'd love. And you don't have to watch him. You don't have to stay up till 11 to watch him. They've all got their stuff on social media. Johnny Depp is in the news today. I actually wondered about this. Remember when he and Amber Heard got divorced and she got a $7 million settlement that she said, well,
donated.
I'm going to donate that all to the mm-hmm. ACLU. Johnny Depp's now asking the court to order the ACLU to show proof that she made this donation. She was going to do $7 million over 10 years. And I don't know why couldn't she have done whatever she wanted with it? But I guess the fact that she's pledged that she was going to do this, he wants to, I don't know, drag her name through the mud if she hasn't.
You know, man, I've never been through a divorce, but the hate that people
unreal.
End up having for each other is really sad.
Yes.
Like, there's not another way to describe it. That's freaking sad that he's busy with that still.
I know.
And he's Johnny. Like, dude, go get an acting job and go do something else. Move on.
Or just play in your band. I mean, it seems like if you could just stop buying $30,000 bottles of wine, you'd be fine. Just rock out, have a nice life. And he's the one who keeps bringing this, all the ugliness back up. Like, their divorce battle and all the allegations about abuse and everything, they settle all that and now they're divorced. And then he starts suing every paper that ever mentioned it, bringing the whole thing back up again.
Right.
And detailing his drug use. it does feel like he's shooting himself in his own foot.
You know what's sad too, and I can't speak to the original wife's relationship with him, but they seem to be cool.
Were they married? Him
Paradis,
and the other lady?
Vanessa Paradis.
He's got that's like who that. He had his kids with.
But man, he walked out of that deal into this other one. You know, had to have the hot young thing that was, you know, driving him crazy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where he finds like he could have. It's just so sad.
Right. It is.
Like he blew everything up that he had
because
over
it seemed
this lady.
Like right. He seemed,
and now look at him.
Oh, he just it seemed he seems pathetic.
The heart wants what it wants, I guess, right? Tell your heart to off.
I know.
It says that they were never married.
Yeah. They were together, though, for, I mean,
a long time.
I would say 20 years,
yeah,
it seemed like.
A long time.
And he was quiet during that time.
Yep.
He would come out, make his movie, and go home.
Well, and I don't know for sure, and other people follow this stuff probably more closely than I do, specifically his fans or Amber Heard's fans or something. But
go ahead.
I don't know. Never mind.
Just say it.
It doesn't matter. No, I don't know anything about this guy. I don't know his wife. I don't know his new wife. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Well, he's suing the ACLU to force them to reveal whether or not she's made the donation she pledged after their divorce settlement. Which seems like that'll be pretty easy to prove or disprove. And I don't know why he needs to know this. It is, you know, that's money that he lost in the divorce. I don't know. Just wants to make her look bad, I guess. My guess is she probably gave that money, but what do I know?
Didn't the ex, after being treated shabbily like this or walked off or whatever, didn't she even support him through this and
yes.
say, he was never like that with me?
Yep. That's not the guy I know. Well, they have kids together. In fact, their daughter was in that movie with Timothée Chalamet.
Who?
Her name Lily Rose Depp.
Yes.
Yeah, she was in the movie. I think it was called The King or something like that, where he plays
Robert Pattinson.
Yes, yeah, Robert Pattinson's in it. He's doofy. He plays one of the French guys. Yeah, I loved that movie. Well, it's a period piece. Surprise, I loved it. And Timothée Chalamet is in it. Oh, my God. God, I feel so old and just creepy when I think about that kid.
I can't believe you like him so
much. Oh, he's so cute.
He's just a boy.
Yeah. Like the perfect boy.
He's just a boy.
He was great on SNL, too. I watched that about 5 times.
Get out of here.
I'm just
you
kidding.
Did?
No. But I do think he's really cute. I know I'm not alone. I'm pretty sure he has a pretty solid fan base. Anyway, that's all I've got time for. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Singing pubic hair.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.